Live team coverage continues now with Northeast Florida Representative Aaron Bean. And I know you've been following the story very closely since very early on Saturday morning. To this point, and I asked Representative Rutherford the same question, has the president made a clear case here? And do you believe the U.S. mission is clear?
It's great to be with you, Rich. Listen, what everybody wants is a free Iran that's going to stop killing Americans. That's what everybody wants. And now is the time. I think the president has done that. The president that this president who hasn't looked the other way, Iran is a bad actor. Iran needs to be cleaned up, and hopefully we can do it. Our servicemen are still in our prayers. I know we lost the fourth one this morning, and certainly it is an extremely high price to pay. But we've got to clean up that they're killing Americans. They've done it for the last 47 years, Rich, and now is the time to clean that area up and take out these vicious killers.
How soon this week do you anticipate getting a briefing upon your return to D.C.?
Tomorrow. We'll get it tomorrow. We've got an unclassified briefing yesterday. Tomorrow we'll get a classified briefing to see where we are. But it is a wild time. We also got Homeland Security that's still unfunded. That we'll be voting on that this week. Remember, men and women in the Coast Guard, our TSA agents, our Secret Service, now is the time. We've got a dangerous world out there. We certainly need to protect the homeland.
What role should Congress play in this conflict now and going forward?
We're going to have a debate, Rich, this week on the debate. I think the use on force in Iran will be debated and voted on possibly even on Wednesday. So we'll have that debate. Nobody wants this. Nobody wants this. I'm hearing from a lot of folks that are saying endless wars and whatnot. But for the future, for our kids, this regime has been murdering Americans and the world leaders for 47 years. We have to deal with them now or later, and now is the time. They're the weakest they've ever been. It's still going to be a challenge, but our military is among the greatest in the world, is the greatest in the world, and hopefully it can be short, quick, and we can revert and have a free Iran, but also a peaceful Middle East. They're the cause of so many bad things in the Middle East. Iran's behind all of it.
You said short, quick. What does that look like in terms of days or weeks, and any concerns about a prolonged campaign?
Yeah, nobody wants a prolonged thing, prolonged activity, and certainly that would be something I think Congress would have a say in. But if we can unite the region, which it seems like Iran has united the region by bombing all of their neighbors, if we can have a successful coalition that can come in and have new leadership in Iran, have new elections, can you imagine, Rich, how great the world would be without the threat of Iran killing everybody? So hats off to our president who has given this regime every chance to avoid all of this stuff by just saying the words, we will not pursue a nuclear weapon. They couldn't do it. They were offered so many things that this president offered to avoid what we're having now. But that just tells you these people don't think like we do. They don't value human life, and they're bent on killing Americans and just being the bad actors that they are.
We'll stay in touch with you early on through the week as classified briefings are anticipated as early as tomorrow. U.S. Representative Aaron Bean from the 4th District, appreciate the update.